You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Coming to you live from a trolley station in East County, San Diego. We have all day where we still have 45 minutes before we even reach the convention center. That's right, San Diego Comic-Con time. And this is Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Travis.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon, and welcome to the show. And guess what? We've got a special treat for you. Coming to you live from a pre-Comic-Con Writers Guild of America and Screen Actors Guild of America barren existence, where we're the only people to fill in a meet and greets. And supervising animators are there, floor janitors. It's crazy. This is Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast. Okay, bye.
When you can't pick an intro, so you just do both of them. Hello, everybody. I'm Travis.
Hello, everyone. This is Brandon again. And welcome to Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast, where we talk about Rick and Morty stuff when there's Rick and Morty stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and even sometimes if there's not, but we're going to figure it out this week. We actually do have quite a bit to talk about because, as we mentioned it in those intros, there is a little comic convention that is happening this week in San Diego. We are getting ready to go. We are not actually in an East County trolley station, but it could happen. There's a very real possibility that we could... We could record a podcast from there. There's no telling. We're going to play it fast and loose when we're out there. But yeah, welcome to the show. We're going to break down all of the things that we're hoping to see at San Diego Comic-Con, as well as some of the things that unfortunately we know we're going to miss, especially with some late breaking news. But before we get into any of that, there are a few places where you can follow us. You can follow on with everything that we are doing over at Comic-Con. And I'm mixing it up a little bit. I'm throwing some social medias out. Ooh. I'm throwing some new ones in. Ooh. So follow us on Threads. Beow, 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 beow. Get your Threads account. We're at Rick and Morty Podcast. Just because that's our Instagram, Rick and Morty Podcast. You can follow us there as well. Send us an email, rickandmortypodcast@gmail.com. We're over on the subreddits, rickandmorty.reddit.com, as well as our own subreddit, rickandmortypodcast.reddit.com. Our website, rickandmortypod.com. And then, yeah, you can follow us on YouTube. We're going to be posting videos and recaps, all kinds of stuff over on our YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm, get video versions of the podcast as well as any video content that we produce for the con. And then a big shout out to our patrons over at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. They're the ones that are helping make this whole thing possible. The reason I'm flying out there in the first place. So big thanks to all the patrons, patreon.com.
Yeah, patreon.com/patreon subscribers.
Slash subscribes.
Dot
DOT. Aesthetic enthusiasm.
Com. Yeah, man. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting episode. We've got a lot to talk about because yes, Comic-Con is coming up and we're going to be there and we plan on and getting a lot of content, what content we can. I have a feeling that the next episode is going to be a little bit of pertinent and a whole hell of a lot of semi-pertinent Adult Swim stuff. Yeah. So we're excited to get into chatting about that, but you know,
yeah, well, let's get right into it with a few things before we get into all this convention talk. Let's get into a segment that we like to call semi-pertinent news.
Semi-pertinent news time. That is there you go.
Dare I say, the best you've ever been.
I'm struggling to make a comeback here, Travis. You know, into my prior glory of just beautiful, beautiful choir music.
Gotta loosen up them pipes. All right, first semi-pertinent news story, and it's semi-pertinent because, as we've talked about in the past, there is a show over on Hulu called Solar Opposites. This was Justin Roiland's other show that he worked on that he is also no longer a part of. But recently, they dropped a season 4 trailer, and much like Rick and Morty has to deal with the fact that they have to recast actors for the title characters, Solar Opposites, their main character, Corvo, was voiced by Justin Roiland. And in this trailer, you get to actually hear what that new voice will sound like. Brandon, have you watched the trailer? What do you think about how they went about introducing the new voice?
Well, I was actually good with it. I don't know how many other folks out there are good with it, but I was actually like, all right, yeah, like make a joke about it. Take it, make a new voice, and just be like, yeah, we're just gonna keep going with what we have here. So I enjoyed the heck out of it. What about you, this new British voice?
I have to be honest, when I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, that voice sounds very different, but then I had to go back and watch an actual episode of Solar Opposites because it had been so long since I'd watched an episode to be like, how far off is the voice? How far is off is this from the original Corvo voice? And it is very different. It is very British, as you said, but it still kind of thematically feels a little bit the same. And I think it works. I think it is a very funny in-universe way of changing the voice and immediately moving on, right? They're not hung up on it. I don't think they're going to refer back to it on a regular basis. Do it right at the beginning of the season. I love because this character also would narrate the title sequence every week, and they would do it differently. And there's a little nod there at the end where he's like, yes, that's right. This is my voice. Get used to it. Also, there were nanobytes or something in that voice ray, so my voice will be sound like this in all flashbacks as well. Get used to it. It's science, you know, like, yeah. Let's move on or whatever. So I think it's funny. And as a animated comedy, I think doing that in a funny way and moving on is good. And the voice sounds good. So yeah, kudos to Solar Opposites.
Yeah. And I think they had, there was some fan speculation that maybe that's what they would do for Rick and Morty moving forward. We still don't know what the new Rick and Morty voice sounds like, so we can't speculate on that. But you know, the idea of like just change it and then make a joke of it and then move on from that point in time, that felt like that might be a Rick and Morty thing. So they didn't go that route, which means now we can continue to speculate.
We know that from our episode, our last episode, that in that interview with Premiere Magazine, a French publication, that I think it was the vice president or president of Adult Swim saying that most fans will not notice a difference in the voices, that they will still sound like Rick and Morty. They'll just be voiced by different people. And so that's interesting to me. People are going to say, oh, the voices are different now. I'm sure of it, even if they don't sound that different. But, you know, this fan base is known for being welcoming and inclusive.
Yeah.
And never having any problems or any criticism of the content. So I'm sure this will be fine.
I mean, sure you never had this problem with the Muppets.
that's not Jim Henson's voice.
Wait a minute.
That didn't sound like Kermit at all.
Henson had more cracking. His voice was more imperfect, which made the voice perfect.
Man, we're gonna get off of our Muppet soapboxes here. but we will be bringing those to the convention, just so everybody knows. We will have those with us. In another bit of semi-pertinent news, it is award season. Award season's coming out just in time for nobody to show up at the awards because they'll all be out front picketing. But congratulations to Rick and Morty. Knight Family has been nominated for an Emmy. This is Rick and Morty's fifth Emmy nomination for Outstanding Animated Program. This year, of course, Knight Family being the one that they submitted for approval. Twilight Zone. Podcast.
It's somewhere around here. Did you see what the other shows were that were nominated?
I didn't either.
I didn't look.
I just assumed it was a lock.
Yeah, I mean I mean Rick and Morty's going to win, so it's not really important to know like which Family Guy episode went up. Although if there's one Simpsons episode on there from this last season, that was a really fucking good episode.
So are you ready for the field here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Obviously, we know we got Night Family for Rick and Morty. Bob's Burgers, The Plight Before Christmas.
Okay.
Intergalactic, spelled like entertainment. Intergalactic from Netflix is nominated. Hmm. Not familiar with that one.
Okay.
Primal, okay. Right? Then Shadow of Fate. That's over on Adult Swim as well.
Yeah.
Is a nominee. And then The Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror, 33. Is that right? Treehouse of Horror, 33?
Yeah. You know, I said this before. The Simpsons, there's a return to form happening on the Simpsons. And that this last Treehouse of Horror was a good Treehouse of Horror. Where like it was like the first time in probably like 10, 12 years, maybe longer, that I was like, that's a good Treehouse of Horror.
you were texting me about it. You were like, you should really check this one out. There's like sending me images, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, you are into it.
So the thing that I'm most happy about is the comb in my hand that I picked up randomly, and also that there's two horror themed episodes on the Outstanding Animated Program list this year with Night Family, a Carpenter inspired, and then Treehouse of Horror. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of two holidays too, with a Bob's Burgers. Yeah, just a lot of special episodes. But big congrats to Rob Schraub, and good luck to all of the team with these Emmys. And we'll see what happens whenever the awards are released.
Very, 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 very cool. Now, Travis, there's something very special about today's episode. It's not that we're talking about Rick and Morty stuff. No. It's not that we're talking about San Diego Comic-Con stuff. No. It's because we have seen the fucking turn of the Dan Harmon Social Media Minute.
Dance back.
Social media.
Dance back. All right, dance back.
Good, that was good. I like it.
I'll tell you what. After a proverbial dry spell of Dan Harmon social media content, it is like the floodgates have been opened back up. And I didn't have to scrape and claw for some sort of social media adjacent post for this segment. Dan's bringing the fire. Not only is he posting on Instagram again, we're talking trips to Kansas City. We're talking support for Cody and
his brother-in-law.
Jury duty being nominated for more Emmys. Dan's got a brand new account. He's over on Threads.
Woo!
That's right. It's like the Twitter days again. It's like the Dan Harmon tweet of the week is back, but this time in the wholesome form of Meta's Threads. and so I was scrolling through Threads, minding my own business, when I came across a picture of Dan Harmon, and I was like, can it be? Say it isn't so.
Yeah.
But sure enough, Dan is posting a sad photo of himself on Threads with the caption, after she said, quote, "Hey, can you get me a water since your show got less nominations? Hashtag mean. Hashtag privilege on privilege bullying. Hashtag still counts as bullying. Hashtag silent victims of narcissism. Hashtag first Threads cancellation." So there you go, and Dan.
And we all know that hashtags do nothing on the platform.
Yeah, they don't work at all. But yeah, so there's a picture of sad Dan.
Valley Village
in my ring light. But yeah, glad. And I, that was the first thread post that I saw, but he's posted several over there on Threads. So if you missed the old days of Dan Harmon, just constantly blocking people, head over to Threads where I'm sure it'll happen very soon.
Very, very, very soon. Harmon Block 2023. Well, that's great. Welcome back, Dan Harmon. We're really excited to see you this week for the meet and greet. And so, you know, I think that's what we should talk about going into.
Oh, yeah. With no further ado, if you have a semi-pertinent news story that you want us to cover, hit us up on Threads or anywhere else. Let us know. And we appreciate it. But it's now time for us to move into the best part of the show, arguably. It's a segment we like to call the main thing.
You got the main thing, baby. We got the main thing, and it fades out.
That vocal bass line, I was so close to be like, you didn't have to cut me out. You were like right there.
That damn Gautier, right. You know, what a guy. I he's still hiding all over the place. Sometimes
he's everywhere.
I'm walking through my house sometimes, like going to the refrigerator to like grab one of those like Lunchable things, like those fancy adult Lunchable things. And I go and reach for the handle. He's like, ah, like, God, go
I'm standing here.
Get out of here. That's the third time this week I've grabbed your handle shaped dick. Cause he has a handle shaped dick. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it's common knowledge. Today my wife said, oh yeah, I had a charcuterie for lunch. And I looked her in the eyes and I said, did you just eat a Lunchable? Is that all that you did? She's like, no, it's all other stuff. But anyway, San Diego Comic-Con, okay. We're going to go from semi-pertinent news to somewhat more pertinent news. That's right. Comic-Con is on the horizon. It is this week. Lots of cool stuff that's happening. But yeah, we should say up front, Writers Guild, Screen Actors Guild, they're on strike. We've talked about this in the past. The Screen Actors Guild, much more fresh. There was some hope, even with other events getting canceled in advance, that maybe the actors would still, you know, they could come to some agreement, they could participate in Comic-Con. But alas, actors won't be there. They are striking to get a better contract that makes sense in a time when streaming is super popular. When AI has the potential to affect careers of not only leading actors, but also background actors and all sorts of different things. So it totally makes sense that they're doing this, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to have a ripple effect throughout the con, but I think it's still going to be a lot of fun for us. And I think there's still going to be a lot of things that we can cover.
Yeah. And I think I want to start by saying this at the very, very front of everything.
Yeah.
100% support for SAG and WGA, like for solid sure. Solidarity for you. We're not part of either of those associations. No. And so although like we do support 100% support rights, payment, compensation, and not having your likenesses stolen by AI willy-nilly in perpetuity, we do support you there. We're still looking forward to Comic-Con and maybe Comic-Con being more comic related as well. But I mean,
legitimately, that's like, whoa, hey, that could be a thing. Wow. Yeah. Maybe I should go through my comic boxes.
Crazy. The second thing I want to say, Travis, is we forgot this awesome Bronopsis, right? We do Bronopsises for every one of our show notes, even if we don't do an episode. And I loved your Bronopsis this time. By the way, Travis did all the show notes. Shout out to Travis taking the
shout
lead.
Shout out to me. I never get any credit on this show.
took the full on lead this week in really leading up to Comic-Con. So I love you, man. So the Burnopsis is lots of news leading up to Comic-Con, bruh. Don't forget your deodorant, bruh.
Gotta have it. I'm bringing a full stick, dude, and half sticks to keep on my person.
I might have deodorant sticks on my shoulder pads. So, because when you're walking through people, you're like, God, that person reeks. And you just want to be like, huh? With your shoulder, like shoulder check some menin.
Yeah. Some menin. Yeah. There's another day where I'm planning ahead on like bringing two shirts just in case, because I'm just like, you never know. You might need a day shirt and an evening shirt. It just, when we're putting in long days at the panels and things like that.
and they are going to be long days. They're super long days, but we're really excited. So let's go ahead and get into it. I mean, first and foremost, this is the most pertinent news that exists here, which is Adult Swim Festival on the Green. We a couple years back, Comic-Con, they had the Adult Swim Festival on the Green. They live streamed it and they're like, hey, oh, check us out. Oh, we're live streaming. And then it was what's his face? Some guy on the stream just pretending like they were going to cut back into the stadium. They never did.
It was just stalling for time for like an hour.
It was hilarious. Yeah. And I feel bad for that guy because I mean, maybe he was murdered.
I don't think he works with the company anymore. I think they cut their entire streaming team. In a way, I do feel bad for him. But anyway, moving on. Adult Swim is set up outside of Comic-Con. This is actually one of the first things that we're going to be going to check out when we get into town. But yeah, it's going to be going on most of the week. They're going to have all sorts of things set up outside. It is a free event. However, most of the organized events that they're doing do require reservations or will be first come, first serve. So as of this morning,
they had Metalocalypse. They had Eric Andre Live. They had a Rick and Morty meet and greet. They had another show's meet and greet. It was jam-packed.
Smiling Friends, I think, might have been a thing.
Friends. Yeah. It was like jam-packed with amazing meet and greets. But Travis, what happened?
Strike. No. What happened is the studio executives were not willing.
Thank you.
To come to an agreement. And the reality is, this Rick and Morty meet and greet was in question, I think, especially in the back of our minds, from its inception, from the announcement, because we knew the writer strike was already happening and the actor strike was sort of on the horizon. So when they announced a Rick and Morty meet and greet with no other details, I think it was pretty clear to us that this was still an event that was very much up in the air. In the past, whenever they do these other events, they're very upfront about who is going to be appearing for the meet and greets. Hey, come out and meet Dan Harmon,
Chris Parnell,
Spencer Grammer, voice actors, and there was none of that. And I think there was an intent that, okay, we're going to hope all of these contract negotiations work out. And there's probably like three different courses of action that we're going to plan in advance. Maybe one that includes writers, one that is just voice talent. Maybe we'll do one that's just like crew or animators. And if none of that works, we'll end up where we are now, where Adult Swim has had to cancel this meet and greet, along with a few other meet and greets that were planned with various talent. So, not 100% shocking, not totally surprising to me. How do you feel about it?
No, we knew when the writer strike happened. And then I think a month and a half ago or whatever, the SAG voted, we authorize a general strike if that comes down to it. And so we knew based off of that like, oh yeah, something might happen. And then I think there was a brief period where the Directors Guild was like, they hadn't voted yet And they hadn't made a deal yet, and so it's like, now they did make a deal. They actually made a deal with the studios. I wonder if this is indicative of what's going to happen with SAG. And then it didn't. Like, SAG, they're like, no, fuck off. We're standing in solidarity with our writer brothers and sisters. We were just kind of in a holding pattern, and definitely we, like, the conversations we had with other folks, other PR folks, like, there was nothing committed. It was like, maybe get back with us next week. Like, just bear with us. We're working through some stuff. We know what they were working through. They knew that we knew what they were working through, but we didn't actually say it out loud.
There's a lot of, like, unsaid things in email traffic. I'm not going to lie. There's a small part of me that is looking forward to, like, maybe seeing a few of those PR folks face to face and just be like, how you doing? Like, how's your life been?
Can we get you a drink?
It is rough.
Can we get you a drink or something? Like, you know, take a break. Thank you for all you do.
So it's, I mean, the thing is, these meet and greets, those got canceled. However, the event is still going on. There's still going to be some great acts, some great things for people to see and do. Pop-Tarts is going to have a fancy Pop-Tarts tasting room. I mean, come on. What more do you need? We're going to cover whatever there is to see out there. Expect some videos pretty early on in the week. I say early. Wednesday is the first, like, preview day of the Comic-Con. But we'll get some stuff out for there.
Yeah. Can we can talk about most of this stuff, right? Like, there's only one thing that we were not allowed to talk about, but we can talk about that now officially.
Which is the next segment.
But we've said this before. We got press passes to Comic-Con this year. But here's the thing about press passes. Press passes will get you in. It'll get you in the door. It doesn't get you priority to see panels. It doesn't get you priority to go into special events. Basically, a couple weeks leading up to the event, you get just a shit ton of invites to panels and interview opportunities and stuff like that. And the Adult Swim Festival on the Green is opening up early on Wednesday to press. So we got the invite to that. It's opening. We're going to go in there at like 5 PM now. So we're going to check it out before anybody else is there, any of the general public. And then we'll go back. We will be back there on Friday as well to do some other stuff. So we're excited about that. That's really cool. Now, yeah. I mentioned the embargo piece. So that's the next piece. Travis, lead us into the embargo for this next piece.
Yeah. So if you're moving from sort of the I guess southwest side of the convention center, outside from Adult Swim on the Green, you can also go over to the Hilton Bayfront area where Hulu is doing their big Anime Mayhem experience. They were very kind and sent us actual press release stuff. So Hulu Anime Mayhem is a sub brand that spotlights Hulu's robust adult animation and anime library and highly anticipated new titles and premieres, which will all show up in a big way at San Diego Comic-Con. So what they're doing is a big outdoor event. This is, again, free to the public, but this is an enter the 2D space. Where there are all these, quote, fan activations. Is this a term you're familiar with, Brandon? Activations?
No. You asked me this earlier, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if I'm out of the loop or if this is a thing that's, like, been around for a long time or if this is a relatively new term. But there's all these cool things that fans can interact with, and they're all set up as like, a 2D world. Like, so you're stepping into the world of all this 2D animation. It's going to include a Solar Opposites exhibit inside the wall. Zap! Yum-Yulak has done it again. As fans enter the second dimension, they'll find themselves shrunken down and tossed into the beloved wall in this larger-than-life experience. That sounds cool.
It does.
The wall is legitimately like my favorite part of of that show. So yeah, I want to see that.
I didn't realize it was in the fourth season. Because I never
the fourth season's not out yet.
Well, yeah. Well, it's going into the fourth season in 2024, Valentine's Day. Season four premieres August 14th. And then there's a Valentine's Day special in 2024.
I'm showing for the video viewers, right? Like, this is sort of a mock-up of what it's going to look like. And there's this whole, like, you can, there's an area where you can stand in front of the wall. They're going to have, like, I don't know if it's going to be cutouts. Like, I don't think it's going to be like, I think it'll be higher quality than like cardboard cutouts, but like life-size cutouts of the characters. So it's going to be a spot where you can like take pictures and look like you're in the 2D space, which I think is really cool. And there's like a little peak around the corner, at least in this image, where it looks like there's going to be a way to look like you're inside the wall as well, which seems really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And so this next piece, part of the Animayhem. So the whole Hulu Animayhem is, it's about like Hulu really leaning into their animated content. And so this is what this is all about. So obviously Solar Opposites, there's a couple other shows, but the big one that's coming out, it's back again. Futurama is landing on Hulu on the 24th. So it premieres on the 24th, I may take a break from. I think that's Monday. So we're gonna watch that. But
we might get to watch it early if we make it to the panel.
Ooh,
just saying.
Fingers crossed. But the last piece of the fan activation, is gonna be a 55-foot replica of their headquarters, along with a crash-landed Planet Express ship. And then inside, the fans will be able to immerse themselves in the beloved series with a variety of photo moments and immersive set builds.
Looking at these mock-ups, it just looks really cool. Yeah. Like, it looks like it's going to be a cool thing that you're going to be able to go through. So yeah. If you're in the San Diego area,
there's a Simpsons one too. Is there a Simpsons one too?
I think when you first go into it, there is a big area that has these couches, and then there's like a Simpsons couch, a Family Guy couch, and then there's like a Bob's Burgers like counter, so that it could look like, so I think that those are all sort of in the same space. Based on this mock-up, it looks like they may be showing clips of different animated shows on a giant TV. It looks like there's also an Archer stand-up that you can go stand by. So a lot of cool little areas where you can go in, take some selfies, take some photos, share with your friends, things like that.
Okay. All right. There's the Animayhem thing. We have a few other things that we want to talk about on here. We didn't list them off. So I want to get to these Oni Press and other things in a second. But a couple of other things that we're going to do there, because we have gotten invited to do some other things. So we're actually going to be able to talk to the creators of Teenage Euthanasia. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to actually catching up on everything. And I think they're supposed to send us screeners so we can check that out.
Yeah, season two is coming out just like a week or so, I think. So get to talk to them and hear a little bit about the creative process for that show. That should be exciting.
Yep. And then on Friday, we do have, so that's on Friday. We also have, we have the Pass Plus to the Rick and Morty panel. So we don't know what's going to happen. It's the 10 years of Rick and Morty. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to be there. If it's anything like the premiere or the festival that was in France recently, it might just be Steve Levy and the president of Adult Swim. But even that might give us really good insight. And it would be so awesome if we actually maybe hear the voice, the new voice of Rick and Morty.
I think there is a really big opportunity for them to maybe premiere something, some sort of sneak peek at the upcoming season. So if there's anything like that, we'll be sure to be there, get all the details, and share that with you, the listeners.
With you, the listeners.
Unity.
Let's once say it together. Unity, evolution come together. Okay. Let's see. I'm going through my Adult Swim Festival meet and greets. Nothing. Oh, we are. This is just a preview. We are getting a Venture Brothers movie screener. Radiant is the blood of the baboon heart.
So exciting.
So we'll be able to check that out eventually.
So exciting in a time when they could have just sent us a link, but they're sending us actual screeners.
I want the Blu-ray. Damn it.
I want the physical copy.
All right. Okay. So there's all of that. Now, the great thing about Comic-Con is because it's such a huge event, there's lots of different people that are showing up, which means there's going to be lots of different people that we actually know.
Friends of the podcast? Can it be?
Can it? Who can it be now? Said Men at Work, Lachlan Colin Hay. So we'll start by saying Oni Press and Rick and Morty Comics. Who do we know from Rick and Morty comic fandom? Travis?
Who could it be? Is it Alex?
Alex Fearer. Hey, there we go.
Hey. Him and Fred. Also on Threads. Check him out.
Also on Threads, which is how we know that he's going to Comic-Con. So he's going to be there. He's going to be at a table, I think, and he's going to be, you know, signing comics. So he did Bird Person Presents. Him and Fred Stressing have done a lot of stuff. They started the new number one for Rick and Morty, and so they're going continuing on with that. I'm looking forward to meeting him in person because we've talked to him a couple times. He's been on the show a couple times. He's fun. he might take us around and like show us a thing or two about comics because he is so super knowledgeable about everything.
He is very into comics. So like I'm sure he's going to have a great time there and know way more about what's going on than either of us put together.
We'll show him a comic and be like, no, that's not the one you want. You don't want that one. That number two is a shitty issue.
That's a really solid Alex Fearer impression too.
I don't want to go too hard because I don't want to feel like I was making fun. But
no, he's we love him. We can't wait to see him. Give him a high five. Sign our books, please.
this isn't we've talked about this on Apathetic Enthusiasm. But I also wanted to shout out Jimmy J. He's a friend of the podcast. He's a friend of ours. He lives in LA. Does amazing Hawaii Comic Con, amazing Las Vegas Comic Con. But he has a booth that he does out in San Diego. And we interviewed him a long time ago. We talked to him periodically. He got me on my first moderated. I moderated my first panel ever because of him, which was Chris Claremont from X-Men, the Marvel comics. And then Chris Claremont.
The first time we did like were guests on a Comic-Con panel was at amazing Hawaii Comic-Con. So
yeah,
it was like, what is it? Like superheroes and pop culture or something. Yeah. And they asked us to be on it. It was so weird. But it was a good time. It was fun.
Yeah. I think I said, I said the wrong Snyder and then somebody's like, no, you mean Zack Snyder. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. You know, you're right. But then I got on and I did moderated with Chris Claremont. And then I talked about like Gambit. I made a comment about like Gambit killing somebody. He's like, no, Gambit would never kill anybody. Gambit's not like that. And up until that point in time, Chris Claremont, the old curmudgeon, wouldn't say anything. He was
holding it close to the chest. And then you got him to open up for sure.
He got mad at me. Chris Claremont, shout out. Okay. So Jimmy J, looking forward to seeing him. And I saw him at a WonderCon, by the way. And he's like, ooh, yeah, that was fun. So that was cool. Okay.
So before we mention this last person that we're hoping to run into, I just want to share sort of like what our plan is going into this. We've highlighted a lot of this stuff, obviously. We bought some new equipment. We've got some new microphones. We got some camera equipment, things like that. So we're coming in prepared. We're going to be taking a lot of video. We're going to be recording additional audio podcasts, right? So some of those podcasts are going to be Rick and Morty related. Some of those podcasts are just going to be straight up pop culture or recaps about what's going on. So we don't know for sure which streams those are going to get released on. Maybe we'll release them on both or something like that. I don't know. We're gonna figure that out. But if you're not following us on Apathetic Enthusiasm, if you're not subscribed to Apathetic Enthusiasm, this might be a good time to go check that podcast out. If you want to get all of the content that we're going to be pushing out there, go follow the socials. The YouTube's going to have some short videos, maybe some longer form videos as well. But yeah, we're just going to have a good time because I share as much as possible, because I know this is not an event that everybody has the opportunity to attend. I haven't been to San Diego Comic-Con in almost 2 decades. And for some of us, like, that's for different reasons. But if we're going to have this opportunity to go and check things out, I feel a personal responsibility to share as much of it as possible with you guys. So yeah, make sure that you're following all of our platforms and things like that if you want to see everything that we're doing out at San Diego Comic-Con.
That is very, very, very true. And I talked about it on AE last week, but I'll talk about it again. We knew going into this that, unlike WonderCon, where WonderCon was a surprise, I was like, oh, crap, press passes. What do I do? I guess I'll just go. This is very different. This is much more planned and deliberate, and we want to make the most of it, make the most of our passes, so that we have the opportunity to come back again. And I was worried about it for a while, but guess what? Pressure makes diamonds, I think, or something like that. And so this week, it's super important to me to be focused on that stuff, and look forward to, you know, fuck it, you know, look forward to not just seeing Alex and Jimmy J and Jiggy Cruz, who is a fellow Rickhead winner.
That's right.
Jiggy Cruz, sharing my namesake. He was the Rick Golden Rickhead winner from the Wormageddon event last year, from the Philippines. He is going to be there, and I fully intend on taking my Golden Rickhead, getting a picture with him, and being like, "Look, the Cruz boys back together."
I just see you like walking around the convention floor with your Golden Rickhead, just almost fishing for compliments, fishing for attention, right? But you're just really the plot of two cruises meeting at a comic convention to combine the powers of the Golden Ricks feels like a really low budget sci-fi adventure, and I'm totally here for it. I can't wait to see what happens.
People who are in the Rick and Morty know are gonna be like, "Oh, look, there's a cosplayer of getting a Golden Rick head."
I bet he just spray painted that himself.
it's gonna be fantastic. But I don't look forward to just seeing Jiggy and celebrating the power of the Golden Rick head. I'm most excited, if anything, to hang out with my dear friend Travis Menard in person.
That's me
at the event. I haven't seen you since October, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you again, man.
It's gonna be a blast. If you're there, if you're hanging out, if you're in the area, shoot us a message on Threads or comment on a video. Let us know if you're going to any of these events. We'd love to say hi, give you a high five, things like that. So fist bump. I don't know what's appropriate in 2023 anymore. But anyway, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for listening. And that's going to do it for this show. Shout out to all of the patrons again for making this trip really happen. And, if you want to support the show and be one of those patrons, you can definitely head over to patreon.com/apathetic enthusiasm. And, we'll post bonus content over on the Patreon just for the folks that helped fund this trip. So, thanks so much to them. Any final thoughts, Brandon, before we get out of here?
My final thought is bear with it. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna try the things we bought, lav mics. I'm gonna 3D print some microphone holders. We got camera lights. Got new microphones and everything. Oh my god. Travis has been working on his content workflow for reels and stuff like that.
Don't call me out, bro.
No. I have to call you out on it because, you know, like you, I'm like, oh, look at him doing workflows and transcribing subtitles and shit like that. Look at you. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you. But anyways, yeah. So shout out. It's gonna be great. And we look forward to sharing our experiences with you all on this coming week. So Travis, without any further ado, thank you for the show. Thank you for listening, yeah. Listeners, Unity. And until next time. Ha! Until. I thought we were going to share a jinx again. Oh. Okay, Brandon, bye.
Bye, I'm Travis. Bye.
Coming to you live.